The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. Well, Twitch numbers have been, like, minimum over 150 in the first couple hours now. So people really embracing the Twitch. You can listen on 92.5, by the way, if you're on the west side of town. If you've not found 92.5 yet and you're over there.
What you waiting for?
Yeah, jump on it, man. Jump on it, brother.
Oof. Well, that's not great news. Where are you reading that?
It was just on the ticker down here on ESPN that Starling Marte got hit by a pitch in game one versus the Cubs and broke his hand.
Jose Urania got hurt as well in that game. I mean, obviously not a great – nobody was picking the Marlins, I don't think, anyway. And now here we go. Because I thought Marte got hurt in the last game against the Yankees in the regular season.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But they won today, so all you got to do is get sneaky and steal a home.
Oh, he got hit in the helmet in the second inning of the season finale and was down on the ground for a couple minutes. I guess apparently he was okay.
Okay.
So then first playoff game, hit in the hand, broken hand. Not a good few at bats for him. That's not great.
Sort of like Saquon when he hurt his arm and went off, then came back the next play and blew his knee out. It's like the arm looked like it was really bad. But yeah, Marlins up 1-0 in that series. Looks like the A's are up 5-2 on the White Sox, top of the ninth.
And now 6-2 Cardinals.
Yeah, and
so we'll get a game three. That's the first locked in game three, then, right? Would be the White Sox.
Well, it's not locked in yet because they have not finished the game.
First one likely to be locked in, though.
Yeah, and there will not be a game three, I don't think, in the Rays Jays series because it's
not 8-2, headed that way.
8-2 in the sixth in favor of the Rays. So we were talking about this a little bit before the break, and it looks like Monday or Tuesday for the Titans-Steelers game. I'm totally cool with it being on Tuesday. But just from a fantasy standpoint, do I start my Steelers knowing that if you get to Tuesday and they have to postpone the game, you're going to get zeros?
I think if you've got an option, you don't.
Well, because I have Smith-Schuster and I have Connor. Now, I have options at running back because I also have Eckler and Nick Chubb, so I'm probably fine there, but I don't know that I have another good option. Yeah, I think my other option at receiver, don't you laugh at me, Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I've got concerns in that one because I've got Derrick Henry. And
yeah, that's a big one.
My backup options are like Zach Moss, who's
banged up. See, that's a lot worse if you're a Henry owner or that's probably the worst one for the whole thing, but yeah, I mean, I still have like Stephon Diggs and Odell Beckham, but you know, my next receiver option is Brandon Cooks or Corey Davis. Obviously Corey Davis, you can't use for the same reasons. Right. So I'd probably be stuck with Brandon Cooks. I think if you're in that situation, there's not a lot of players on those rosters that should be in your lineup. I mean, if Ben's your quarterback, you're not bad, but there's better quarterback options.
It's Derrick Henry, James Conner, and Juju.
Yeah.
That's basically it. A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown. Or Jonnu Smith, maybe. I mean,
maybe.
If you're, depending on who your tight end is. But, I think this is the first time that they've had to deal with the COVID thing. Now, the question becomes, what players don't play, how much does that affect? Now, I'm looking at this from a gambling perspective. If the Titans, say, have three or four players out that don't play, and then how long do they have to sit? Do they have to sit for 2 weeks? Which I'm guessing they'll have to quarantine them for 2 weeks. But let's say that's two of your safeties. I mean, there's a good chance it's the same position group, right?
Yeah.
Because those guys are around each other. You start getting cluster COVIDs there. And that might be something to take advantage of from a betting perspective. Did you see how Notre Dame's went out of control?
Yeah.
Basically, they had a team dinner where they got them all together. And all of a sudden, boom.
Knuckleheads.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Everything's working. Why would you do that? And, of course, now they got, 18 cases?
Something like that. I don't remember the exact number, but, yeah, it's something like that. I don't know. And I don't know. These are college kids. I don't know what the answer is to keep them from doing college kid stuff.
There is no answer to it.
But these pros, I mean, you'd like to assume that they're doing everything they can to stay on the field.
You'd like to think that, but then did you see what the Raiders did?
No.
They went to a gala with a bunch of fans not wearing masks.
Oh, dopes.
And, the owner was not happy about that, and I don't blame him. It's like, hey, it was a charity event, and there's video of it, and it says several Raiders players attended a charity event held by teammate Darren Waller that violated Nevada rules for the coronavirus pandemic and might have broken NFL regulations. The Darren Waller Foundation held a fundraising event at a country club in Vegas in Henderson. The money being raised was intended to help young people overcome drug and alcohol addiction. That's all sounds great, except players were seen on video without masks during the indoor event while talking and mingling with guests who also weren't wearing masks. And the city of Henderson actually fined the club $2,000 for that, for allowing this to happen. And if the photos are all close together, it's just like any other fundraiser you've been to.
Yeah.
Among the players in attendance were quarterbacks Derek Carr and Nathan Peterman. So I'm just thinking, if you're going to get the COVID and you're the quarterback, maybe your backup shouldn't go.
That's probably the good thought.
Tight ends Jason Witten, Foster Moreau, and Derek Carrier. And, of course, Waller's there. So there, you could lose your whole group there.
They're going to give it to the Bills this weekend.
Yeah, and that would suck.
Then your Super Bowl champion's going to be out, Fred.
Maybe that's their whole plan.
Maybe so.
But Raiders owner Mark Davis said, we obviously take responsibility for this. You don't like seeing this. I don't know that it's actually been built into our memories that you have to wear a mask. Our organization takes it very seriously.
So it hasn't been built into your memories yet that you've got to wear a mask?
Even though that's what every city is telling
you. That sounds like a flat lie.
Yeah.
Like, no one can say, I forgot that we have to wear a mask everywhere. Everyone knows that.
Well, I'll just say, and for all you hoax people and the mask don't work people, go look at our numbers here in the city of Houston since they made people start doing it.
Oh, maybe you also saw the president had a mask in his pocket last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
How about that?
Yeah. So
anti-maskers.
Yeah, I think anybody who's still anti-mask is just, at this point, I don't know what to say about you other than maybe you need to get back on your meds.
People keep asking, when are we going to talk about the debate? I don't know that we are.
I don't.
I mean, it was.
You know what?
We know what it was.
We'll address it next segment, but I gotta tell you, it's not going to be, we're not going to give you the in-depth breakdown and that usually we do on these things because there's nothing to break down. But yeah, we'll do it next segment, but don't expect much. How's that?
That's fine. From twitter.com. What are the odds if Kyler Murray stays healthy, he'll make the Pro Bowl this year? Well,
makes the Pro Bowl. So
yeah, it's not unlikely. What I will say is Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, you can pretty much write in pen. However, one of them might be in the Super Bowl.
Right. And then one of them opts out because they always do.
Right. And so who are the rest of your NFC quarterbacks that would maybe have a shot at that? Matt Ryan.
Dak.
Dak. Jared Goff has looked good so far.
Carson Wentz? No.
No, not Carson Wentz. Boy, that
if it's his last year, they'll give it to Drew Brees.
Yeah, Drew Brees. Thomas Brady. I think he'll. So far, he's ahead of Kirk Cousins and Carson Wentz in the voting, and Dwayne Haskins. So
probably Teddy Bridgewater.
He's ahead of him too. No, I don't know. The Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything anyway anymore.
No, but I mean it's good. It makes those guys money.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, Kyler Murray, he's probably one of the top 6-7 quarterbacks in the NFC. So.
Yeah,
he'd be in that discussion.
And you know, long way to go.
Yep.
Long way to go because you know last week not so good. The first 2 weeks he was terrific. And I mean you can't just base it on 3 weeks because if you did, it's either Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers is the damn MVP, right? Or Mahomes.
Or Josh Allen.
But that's it, right?
That's it.
It would be, if you box those four in the exact, it's all chalk. You're not making money. But, yeah, I mean, it's too early to speculate on Pro Bowl stuff. I mean, no disrespect to the question, but there's just no way to guess right now. And it's not that hard to make it. Matt Schaub made it. You know, I mean, Deshaun's made it, and really, yeah, you know, it's just a lot of times guys opt out. Like Tom Brady's not going to want to play in the Pro Bowl if he's not in the Super Bowl. No. So, all right, guys. Hey, guess what? You don't need to be an expert to know that consolidating credit card debt into one low fixed rate can save you money. Even I know that. And you can start saving today with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream's fixed rate credit card consolidation loans start at 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is over 19%. I don't know about you. I don't know math that well, but I know that 5.95, much less than 19%. So you could save hundreds, maybe thousands, depending on how much you have on your credit cards. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, no fees. Applications 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, and that's exactly what they deliver. And Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
It was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. On the table.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.
This fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys guaranteed to upgrade your life. I love The Age, which is an aging kit for your favorite booze. They've got something for everybody, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. I'm looking forward to the flip. A gorgeous folding knife made from Damascus steel. To get started, take a quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, your number. A's hold on for dear life. We were just talking about this with the Twitchers. If I'm an Astros fan, I think I'd rather see the A's, even though they've done better against you. The A's are your classic playoff chokers. The Astros are good in the playoffs. You're familiar enough with them. I think I'd rather see the A's.
Well, and also, when you think about the pitching, I would not want to be in a series where I've got to see Giolito and Keuchel. I just, especially because the Astros seem like they're maybe shaky with pitching. That's who I wouldn't want to see. But I don't know.
But if you get to one of those guys and win one of those games, that's a huge advantage.
No doubt.
So I mean I don't know. I feel like they can compete with either one of these teams. I'd like their chances a lot better against the A's. That's just me. Plus, the A's best players out, and
that helps.
And we've seen the A's in the playoffs. I mean, that they're a regular season team historically.
Can you find the pitching matchup for tomorrow with Oakland and then Chicago? I'm guessing it's Dylan Cease for the. It might be Dylan Cease and your boy, old Snitchy.
The Snitch bitch,
Mike Fiers.
Yeah. Well, that's another reason I'd like to see the A's, because there's no way you could avoid a Fiers versus Astros.
That'd be tough.
At some point, you know, unless somebody sweeps in three, which I don't see happening. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, we promise we'll address the debates. And this way, if for people who don't listen in the 5 o'clock hour and come back at 6 and say, hey, what'd you think of the debates? We can send you back to the second segment of the 5 o'clock hour. My only thought on it was about as useless as I expected it to be. If you're a Trump fan, you probably were sitting there going, yeah, talk over him, talk over that old senile man. If you're a Biden fan, you're probably like, oh, that was horrible. Well, I don't know if there's Biden fans. I think there's just Democrats. I don't know.
I think so, too.
But no, nothing I saw changed my opinion of anything. As I've said all along, I'm not a fan of either guy. And I thought it was just it was a mess. And we talked about this at the beginning. The easiest way to fix a debate like that is mute the guy's mic when it's not his turn.
I agree.
I think that's simple.
And I'll be honest. I kind of thought that this strategy and what we've been hearing, the strategy for Trump would be is to make Biden like have these sort of like an Alzheimer's moment, like where he's just in the middle of something and he forgets what he's talking about, which. Honestly, I don't think is the worst idea because it wouldn't shock me if that would happen.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
But when Trump kept talking over him, he never gave him an opportunity for it.
Yeah, because he could have easily walked into one. But
You can say, well, yeah, Biden got some numbers wrong or whatever. But with so much talking going on, like while he's talking, it kind of flies under the radar. And it's easy to become distracted when somebody's talking over you. It's hard to say. Well, I mean, he got the numbers wrong, but Trump's talking over him. I thought he was going to keep throwing things out there, letting Biden have these like try to bait him into some awkward silences or something,
right?
Where it seemed like he was forgetting things, but he never let there be a silent moment.
Well, I do think that was by design, because if you just keep talking over the guy, he also can't really counter anything you say either. So, yeah, I thought the whole thing was just absolutely useless. It really was, and I don't care who you're voting for or rooting for, since so many of you are fans of these guys, which I think is ridiculous. You can't have left that thinking anything other than, oh, my guy did this right, and I'm still voting for him. The people, and I'll just say it's the people that both of you are trying to get, and I think the Democrats need more than Trump, because I think Trump's already got a pretty big following, and I still think he's going to win. But if I'm the Democrats, the people you should be trying to get, they turn that thing off 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
And part of that, I think, is Trump's strategy. It worked very well. And part of it is, you know, do we really want to sit there and waste an hour out of our night or two, however how long it wound up being, to just hear two old people yell at each other? I got news for you. You can go to any nursing home in the Houston area and sit in the lobby and you'll get that.
Well, you're saying it doesn't matter, but Vegas disagrees with you. Vegas says that the debate led to the biggest swing in the market in 6 months, with a 5.63% shift. Biden went from -125 to -140 following the debate. Trump went from 120 to +138.
Okay, so, you know I believe Vegas knows what it's doing on most things. I think they probably took a bunch of money because a bunch of Democrats.
That's possible.
Democrats watched that and said, oh, this guy's this. But Vegas was wrong in the last election. They're wrong in this election. And I'm just telling you, they probably took some money last night because it was a debate. And everybody kind of looked at it. So, but we'll see. St. Patrick says the debates can only help Biden because his floor is so incredibly low that if he doesn't have a senile moment, he looks better. I agree that the debates can only help Biden. They're not going to hurt Trump. They're not going to hurt Trump. Because Trump's not going to – I mean, nothing he says is going to change anybody's opinion.
I think that there was one thing that I took away from it, and I'm not voting for either of these people. I've made that pretty clear. I think what Biden is trying to do is market himself different than Hillary Clinton. And what he's doing is, like, he did it yesterday. He talked about, you know, Trump being a silver spoon guy, and he's from Scranton, and he basically made himself kind of the everyman, which Hillary was unable to do. Like, there was no way Hillary could convince you that she was, like, anything but what she was.
Yeah, so, and Biden's she was up, easy to dislike, and Trump was able to take advantage of that.
And Biden is whatever you think of Biden, and he does seem like – my biggest issue with him is he does seem like he's expired. His brain does not seem like it's working at full function, which bothers me.
Yeah, 4 years ago,
different animal. 4 years ago, he would have beat Trump. But now I think it's a much better race. But I'll also say, like, what I do like about Biden is that he's more relatable than Hillary Clinton was. Like, he's someone you can go, oh, that dude, he's got problems like I got. He grew up in a crappy small town, or he grew up with a kid who's had drug problems, or, you know, I think that Hillary was just completely unrelatable to anybody. Particularly to her constituents, like the people who would be voting for her, they don't relate to her. Now, that said, I've never understood in my life how the everyman, like the guy working 9 to 5, somehow looks at Trump and says, you know what? I see a lot of myself in that guy. It's unimaginable to me, but apparently they do.
Well, a lot of it's PR and marketing, which he's very good at appealing to those kind of people for his whole I'm not part of this establishment thing. And politicians have screwed you forever. That all appeals to people. In the end, though, he just does what everybody else does.
Yeah.
But I think my real problem with this, and maybe this is me overstating things, is I would be okay voting for Biden if I thought he was going to survive the 4 years, and he happened to pick the worst possible choice for vice president, and that person is vice president, or as president, to me, worse than Donald Trump as president. And, you know, and again, maybe that's projecting too much to say,
you know, well, it's worrying about down the road.
But it is. I mean,
that's happened before.
But I mean, oh, hey, there's a police chase, apparently. But yeah, that's what concerns me is, you know, that happens. And I mean, especially when we see how this job ages people. I'll give Trump credit. This job hasn't aged him. He looks the exact same as when he went in. But up here we go. This is a truck, and this guy is booking.
Where are we at?
We got to figure out where we are. But kind of looks like a work truck, huh? Like something in the back there?
What's in the back, Aaron? Can you see it?
It looks like a work truck. Like, he's got scaffolding on top that you would usually put ladders and stuff on.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, maybe it looks like a truck that would maybe carry glass or something, but maybe it is a ladder.
Maybe he didn't finish the job, and now he's trying to escape. But right now, no police vehicles in view in the helicopter camera.
What kind of a lead does this guy
looks
have?
Like he's
there he goes. On the other
but
side.
It looks like he's going the wrong way on a one way, right?
Heading southbound where?
Southeast on Wah.
Ooh.
Okay, so he's in a highly
where'd they go? Where'd they go?
I think he's trying to find a better view of
it. Okay, here we go. We're on the 13 now. And yeah, so Wah, whoa, truck going, almost hit a truck there.
Oh, I know where he's at now.
That looks familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, come
they're
on.
They're all going to break.
Dan Crenshaw.
What the hell, Channel 13? These things, you don't go to break. This is like a hockey game.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Oh, well.
Are there Dan Crenshaw commercials on both stations?
I don't think so. I think that was a different politician.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I don't like Dan Crenshaw.
I do like the eye patch. I think it's kind of badass.
He'll wear an eye patch, but he won't wear a mask.
So should we just go to break and hopefully we come back? We'll have a car chase. All right. Take us to break, Aaron. And then I can't believe they're going to commercial in the middle of this.
What do we have here, Aaron? Did you say something?
TGS.
Ah, okay. I'll tell you about TGS Insurance then. If you own your home and you want to save some cash, TGS can do it for you because what they've already shopped all the insurance prices in the Houston area. So they know what you can be paying. They know what you could be saving right now. And all you got to do is text the word money to 232323. If you're like me, I had no idea what I was paying for insurance. Honestly, I didn't have a clue. So I looked it up. Then I texted TGS. They sent me my quote and I was like, what the hell? $1,000 a year I'm saving now. Graham down the hall saving $2,600 a year. What were we waiting for all this time? Don't be like me. Don't just give the insurance money they don't deserve. All right? You can get refunded on your old policy right away, no problem. All you got to do is text the word money to 232323. Like I said, they'll ask for your address. You send that back, and within 15 minutes, you'll have a full quote with excellent coverage. That's money to 232323 for my good friends at TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and the chase has now gone on to 610. So are we on the east side, or where are we? I'm confused.
Yeah, I think he's eastbound 610, like on the north side of the loop.
Okay.
Is it just me, or does that seem like a horrendous idea to get on 610 at 5:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah, well,
in a car chase?
I mean, ordinarily, yeah, it's not that bad, but he's running into traffic here,
and now he's driving on the shoulder when he could have easily
he
passed that
just,
car on
yeah,
the
he
left.
Could have squeezed between the two there. Yeah, there's a little too much traffic on this road, and if you missed it, this is a car chase. It's a truck chase.
I would
chase.
Go down the hill right now.
That would be a ballsy move, but you might get away.
Yeah.
Yep. There he goes to the exit. He's decided he's had enough of 610. And, you know, I can't tell where he's exiting. Is that airport?
That was Holmes Road.
Oh, Holmes Road. Okay. And the police right there sticking to him. And I'm going to give...
The last one we had...
He kept getting away.
He had some distance. This guy can get no separation. He's like the Texans receivers.
Yeah. Yeah. This is...
There's just no separation.
And...
Very small windows
for
Deshaun.
Props to this police officer. He's doing a really good job of staying right there with him. And, you know, it looks a little bit like the other traffic guys are trying to get in his way a little. Like, we've seen that with a couple of trucks. So the public is stepping up a little bit on this.
Why do these police chases always happen in crappy parts of town? Like, there's always a Palace Inn and, like, these deserted old lots.
You don't see it in River
Oaks.
Do
you really need somebody to connect those dots for you?
Yeah.
I mean, well, probably not.
Yeah, he's probably running towards home, you know. Probably stayed in that Palace Inn last night. It's like... Are you Mario Andretti? No, but I stayed in a Palace Inn last night. So now
he does have extra. He's got two tires, so I guess maybe if he does have a tire malfunction, he can grab one of those out of the back of his truck.
I think one of those is a blowout, actually.
Oh, well, that one won't do him any good. Do you think maybe he stole tires and that's why he's on the run?
I don't know, but if he's going to use them, I mean, he's going to need a NASCAR pit crew.
And he's got a partner with him, and there's a ladder. I wonder what the crime is. That's the other thing I hate about these car chases. We never find out what the crime is.
Yeah, I mean, because once they're over, you never hear about it. Yeah, I would like someone from public relations at HPD to fill us in so that we can recap the whole thing.
I also like that we were able to successfully transition from debate talk into a car chase.
Hell yeah.
This is way more fun.
He's going pretty good there.
But he, again,
I still don't know where he is.
I'm
confused as to where he is, but
what do you think max speed on that car is, on that truck? 80?
Yeah, I'd say about 80, 85.
Because of how old it is, he'll probably hit 90, but I had a truck that body style, I hit 107 one time.
Yeah, but you weren't carrying around extra tires and a ladder. And
yeah, the police car's trying to get ahead of him here.
And your truck wasn't 20 years old at the time,
I presume. This is the big move. He keeps getting away. Now he's going to run into some traffic. It's an intersection, running a red light.
Excuse me.
That's Griggs.
Okay. Whoa! There's the U-turn move. Everybody does the U-turn move at one point.
Yeah, but now you're going back towards other cops.
Well, yeah, but they don't do anything except U-turn themselves. So, Griggs, he's not too far from my neighborhood then.
Is he just doing here's another. Loops?
Now he's just doing loops. Now he's just bleeping with them. Oh, little spin out in the dirt there.
I hope one of those cops stayed back and played safety. It looks like they didn't, though.
Nope. And here's a right turn.
Turned onto Griggs.
Okay, so he's on Griggs. And
how did they all fall for that loop-de-loop? Stayed back and protected.
Yeah, this guy in front of him just like, I'm getting the hell out of the way here. I'm not trying to slow this guy down.
These cops are rookies.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who's sticking to him has been doing a pretty good job.
Well, I mean, he's just got clear athleticism advantages. He's got a better vehicle, it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, he's hanging in there, but he's a real long shot because I don't think this vehicle has to get up and go to get out of there. And that's not a four-wheel drive.
No.
So that's what you really need, is you need a four-wheel drive vehicle or you need something that's just extremely fast and maneuverable.
Right, so where is
and
that
he's
now?
Got really neither in this situation.
Is he near Cullen? I'm absolutely confused.
Griggs and I don't know.
No, this is a pretty decent cross street that he just turned on, which there's Metro Rail tracks. So I think
Southern Denver.
I think this might be Cullen that he's on. So we'll see if they show me some.
What's that say?
It's going by too fast to read the signs. Aaron, you got to figure this one out.
I couldn't read that one.
It looks
C-A-R
something. Well, was it Caroline? No.
No, it wasn't Caroline.
Let's see if they
zoom
pull
out. Give us something.
Well, that's, I don't know. It's not.
It's a wooded area.
Yeah, I don't think it's Cullen. Because if it were Cullen by now, he'd be riding by University of Houston at some point. But it's out there. There were train tracks. Yeah. Apparently, the truck is stolen, according to a friend of mine who's watching.
Who stole that?
Aren't those the apartments right there near U of H?
Yeah, I think this may be.
He is over by U of H.
All right, he's heading my direction.
Who steals that truck? I mean,
unless you wanted the stuff in the back somehow.
What, the busted tire and a ladder?
Well, you know what? There's a lot. You can get a lot of money for a busted tire and a ladder, especially if you're a star at running from the police. Okay, so this is.
Yeah, that has to be right near U of H.
All right.
He's headed towards 45.
Okay, this is going to be awesome. He's heading towards my neighborhood. But
how great would it be if he drove by your place and your wife jumped out of the passenger seat?
I'd get a pretty good laugh out of that, believe
me. Can you imagine being the insurance adjuster when they said, hey, my car just got stolen. Cool, we'll send you the $5 check.
Yeah. Damn it.
I'd just say, hey.
You're watching this just hoping he doesn't crash it. Like, please let this come to a peaceful conclusion. Don't crash my truck.
Up here he goes.
Clearly liability only. What was that street that he just crossed?
I couldn't read. That went too fast.
Yeah. He's moving along pretty good. This looks like it's that spur area over by UH that always confuses me.
He still can't get away. I mean,
he's doomed because there's no way he'll ever get enough separation even to take off running.
The best thing that could happen to him is that ladder would fall off.
And the cop ran
over the ladder.
If I'm the person in the truck with him, maybe I'm trying to knock that stuff off and slow down the police.
But then you're catching extra charges. And that person that's in there with him may not even want to be in there with him. If I was that guy at the next stoplight, I'd get out and put my hands up and say, this guy kidnapped me.
Well, Yeah, I would do that and then use that as an, you know, and then the other guy uses it as a diversion to take off and maybe get some space. You know, it's kind of like a pick play in football.
Yeah.
Okay, so that.
So this guy's been holding me captive for years.
So we said we've all had a nice side piece at the Palace Inn before, Fred. I haven't. Oh, wish I had.
I can't see these road
that
names.
Was 45. That was the Gulf Freeway, so that was the feeder.
Okay, so he just turned on.
Oh, I recognize that church that they drove by.
So this is, he's into.
Yeah, he's over by your place.
He's
now.
Into the east side of town there. And boy, he's.
You're not parked on the street there, are you?
No. I have a garage. I'm not a hobo, AJ.
Well, I didn't think you were a hobo, but don't you have multiple vehicles?
No, we just have the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we sold the Camaro.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Give me the VIN.com.
Oh, way to go.
So.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to your house, though. That's good news.
Well, let's see if he turns on. Nope, he didn't turn there. I think that was.
That was your turn off?
I'm pretty sure that was Polk.
Lawndale?
Lawndale. He's already.
He's getting a little separation now.
Yeah. So. Oh, we got a little bit of a bobble there.
Oh, he wanted to take a quick right. That was
There are some streets you can hide on and jump on a trail in this neighborhood. So if he knows the neighborhood.
Yeah, but he's lost that separation now.
If he knows the neighborhood, though, he might have a chance.
Again, what you got to consider at this point is you've got to stay in the car as long as you can if cardio is going to be an issue for you.
Well, that's true. I mean,
if you feel like you can out-cardio the cops, to me, you jump out as early as you can. As soon as you get some good separation and you go on the feet.
Unless it's a great big fat person.
Right. Yeah, then that person, he'll ride it out to the end.
See, what I would do now is...
Because you have a better chance of running from the cops on foot
right.
than you do in the car. I mean, there's just too many of them. There's helicopters. They're going to get you. Like, although, could maybe disappear into a neighborhood or something on foot.
Well, and that's the thing. There are a couple places, like if he can get over to that Harrisburg Trail, you could dump it and you could get away from it pretty quickly, and then you're in the middle of a neighborhood, they're going to be hard to find you.
But the other thing that opens you up to is dogs.
Right. And there are a lot of dogs there. Okay, what do we just turn on?
If the police let a dog out on you, that's like my worst case scenario. I would rather just...
Well, not just police dogs. There's loose dogs in that neighborhood.
Yeah, God, get it. Those police dogs are just vicious beasts when you're a bad guy.
But, yeah, we're watching online right now, so we should be okay.
Yeah, but we're going to have to hit a break soon.
Somebody said, I don't think he came to a complete stop at that stop
sign. I don't think so. He just zipped through. Yeah, I
can't tell what road we're on.
He looks like he's getting back onto a major thoroughfare again.
Yeah, but it's not a highway because there's lights. So
it looked like it was a feeder road for something, but he turned off of it.
You know what would really be cool, and this is just a suggestion to all of you TV stations when you do this, like a little map in the corner where you've GPS'd him?
Well, 13 usually has the overlay. I don't know what's wrong with it this time, but usually they have that overlay where it lines out all the streets for you.
Because that would be useful if somebody were, you know.
Do you have sound in there?
Yes and no. All you hear right now is the chopper engine. Like, all you hear is it whining. Like, every now and then, she's on a walkie-talkie with, I'm guessing, the police helicopter. Because
we're the only ones getting play-by-play.
When he disappeared behind those trees,
whoa!
You heard her say, yeah, he's at your 1 o'clock.
Turned
1 o'clock behind the trees. Turn.
Turned a little too sharp there. Almost went over. But, again, he's still going. I wonder how long this thing, before it runs out of gas.
It's 2 miles southeast of downtown, according to the chopper.
So, southeast. All right. Well.
I don't know my way around over there. I'd be lost.
Well, like I said, there's a lot of little trails and hidden areas that he could get to here that if he knows the area, which
what kind of shoes is he wearing? That's a factor.
I mean, if they're boots, forget it. You're going to have to shed the boots.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they'd turn a police dog loose in a neighborhood just in case the police dog.
No, those police dogs, they know what they're doing. Once the cops point out who it is and who they're after,
What if you point at the wrong guy?
Wow. 45 and Telephone Road.
He's in a really nice part of town.
He isn't that far from me. If he takes Telephone in, Telephone turns into Leland, which is going to go right by me. Well, right behind me about a block and a half.
But isn't he going the opposite way now?
Looks like it, yeah. That looks like he's going south.
Yeah.
So that's...
He's headed for Galveston.
Good luck.
He's headed for Freedom.
No, you know where he's headed? It's like there's a runway to the airport that backs up against that.
He's headed toward Hobby. He's going to get carjacked.
My guess.
Oh.
And then the cops will be after someone else.
Almost caused
him.
An accident with a poor bystander there. Up. He's gonna do the U-turn into traffic. Oh, I think he may have screwed up. No, they're letting him through. Oh boy, what is
here? He goes.
He's gonna go the wrong way on 45. Man, if you're on 45 South, get your ass off the road right now.
Listeners, if you're on 45 South, anywhere near Telephone or south of that, stop.
Wow, what a move!
This is ball. Now he's got the most separation he's had all day by far.
Ballsiest move that I have seen out of this guy yet, and now he's gonna go the wrong way on the over the. Wow, he goes to the concrete.
And good for him. He waited until the cop passed, and then he flipped he jumped the curb. That's good strategy, man.
Aaron, I got to get your opinion on these tires.
They're holding up pretty well. Looks like the front right tire is a 28 wheel.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yeah, get out of the way.
We got a hero here.
This is great.
We got a hero here.
He's doing everything he can to block him. You know what? That's kind of a nice van, brother. I don't think I'd do that.
That's a Chevy Suburban. Cops have got him.
Cops
again.
Are right back with it.
And
now.
Those tow truck drivers were trying to help out, too.
That was hero ball by that Suburban.
Yeah, definitely.
He could have gotten rammed anything. What's he going to do? Go back down and try to flip onto 45 again?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
there was his chance. He passed it.
Yeah, I think. And there's traffic down there on that feeder.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, I think the Suburban guy may have ruined his chances because that was such a good move to go the wrong way.
That was the best lead he had.
He just passed the Griggs exit.
Okay, so he's been down this path before.
He's driving through Jack in the Box.
Yeah, he's passed on Jack in the Box.
Sourdough Jack. No tomato, please.
Large curly fries, please.
Breakfast Jack all day.
Well, those Oreo cookie shakes would be nice, too.
Yeah, those would be nice. I could go for an Oreo cookie shake right now. All right. Do we need to go to break?
We need to go to break.
All right, but we'll be on Twitch, and we'll keep doing it on Twitch. So we'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Clock and grab your jock.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And unless you were on Twitch, you missed the end of it.
It's over.
Big crash there at the end, which was awesome. Somebody
black
in a,
and white car. Like, what was that, like a Mustang?
No, I think it's a Charger.
Okay. It was either a Charger or a Mustang. I couldn't tell from that angle.
They were trying to switch lanes, and they got in. The guy got into them, and... drove them off the road, and both guys have been apprehended. There was kids in that car. It looks like they're okay, but it wasn't like a high-speed collision
anything. He kind of caught him side to side, so.
And I can't tell the race on these guys.
I think we have one white, one Hispanic, so I think if you had, I don't know who the driver was, but I think if you had either one, you probably win.
The
poor family
guy,
that was in the other car that got hit, they're trying to figure out what in the world is going on and trying to get explanations of, why are there five cars around me the second I got hit?
Yeah, I can almost never find a police officer after an accident.
At least those kids have a good story for school tomorrow.
That's true.
Yeah. Light up the Zoom
class. As long as it's Zoom. But, there goes one of the guys into the back of the chase car that was unmarked.
Got him.
Yeah. So overall,
they had a good run.
That was a good run, I think.
And the guy obviously made the mistake of like I said, if you're a passenger in that situation, you got to turn on your partner here. You got to just be like, look, man, I didn't want to do this.
But he's being given her purse. I wonder if her purse got knocked away in the accident. So where did we wind up at finally? It looks like
45 in Lawndale, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, he spent a lot of time on Lawndale. But
by the way, our Twitch numbers have gone up significantly.
Well, you know, we are the station of car chase play-by-play.
That's right.
Actually, we're the show of that. I mean, nobody else does it like we do. We're very proud of that. And, you know, that's why people come to us for car chase play-by-play, because we do the best. So I'm going to say the public gets an assist on this one.
Yeah.
Because that suburban changed the game. Okay, you want to talk about game-changing moments, like that throwing error yesterday by the Twins, and that just kind of changed the whole series?
Yeah.
He had made a great move to get away and go the wrong way on 45. This guy slowed him down, allowed the cops to catch back up. It was never the same after that.
Yeah, it is a Charger.
Yeah. So, a black Charger with white stripes.
Yeah, some gigantic 22-inch rims.
Yeah, some rims and the little vent thing on the rear window. Like, that guy's put some money into that car, and he's probably pissed.
Yeah. And, yeah, it looks like there were kids in the car. Everybody looks okay.
Where are they at? Is that a Hispanic pawn shop?
I mean, I think it's just a pawn shop. But how many of them were in that Charger? There's like eight people sitting over there.
What's a car?
Well, I think another car might have been involved, too. I think it might have, when he clipped that car, it clipped another one.
Are there Spanish-only aquarium stores? Like...
Why are you fascinated with the Spanish only thing?
Well, it says Aquario. You ever seen a building say Aquario on the sign?
I have not.
That one?
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. What could they possibly be doing there?
I don't know, but if somebody
Aquario Dental, according
to Aquario Dental.
Yeah, it's a guy's name. Dr. Will. It's a guy's name, you racist. Okay.
Listen, man.
He's on Wayside. That's where the wreck was.
Like, we're going to trust Dr. Will on this. Thurston Howell.
Aquario Dental, where are you located?
Yeah, this will help. This will give us a...
It's right... it's by a Fiesta Mart. By Wortham Golf Course.
Okay, so yeah, that's definitely not far from me. We actually did a bike...
It's right across from the Fiesta.
Wayside in Lawndale.
Yeah, that's... that's where Gus Wortham is.
Yep.
We actually did a bike ride down there a couple of weeks ago in that very area.
Yep. Wayside and Jamail.
Yeah, that Fiesta. Back in the old days when we played there, it was hilarious. You'd go to tee off, and then right in the middle of your swing, attention, Fiesta shoppers. It was like, But that course looks nice now. I mean, when we played there, you had to dodge the drug needles, but that was many years ago.
It doesn't look like it's way better now. I'll say.
I don't know. I'm sure somebody can tell us. As we said, the rims on that Charger are probably worth more than the entire truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Be pissed,
but that's getting caught in the middle.
That area is what's known as Little Mexico, the second barrio. Is that true? I don't know if that's true.
There's a second barrio? I thought there was just a barrio.
Roberto says, wife and I on HOV and Tucker next to me. Herman Bone says, I was listening to y'all on the radio. I'm right by the Chase.
Well, I hope we talk some people off 45. So, this is are we replaying taking the guy out of the truck here? Oh, no, they're searching
it to figure out
what the hell they were running for. Yeah. Interesting.
Wow, that's a good one.
They're interviewing somebody in the other car. And, all right, overall. I'm going to say this is one of the top three chases we've seen.
That was a good one.
The one last time was, I think, the best. But this was pretty incredible.
This one, it was a long shot from the beginning.
Yeah, well, he never really had a chance. But, somebody in their little pink outfit there not looking too happy. And a baby. Ooh. Everybody looks okay. So that's the important thing. But I'm going to go overall.
Why aren't these cops wearing masks?
That's a good question.
Oh, are they?
They are.
Okay, yeah, they are. She isn't.
The one with the hat on has his. The bald one has his, but he's pulled it down probably so he can.
Okay.
So he can spread coronavirus to the baby.
Sure, her daughter has a mask on.
No, she doesn't.
She does not.
She's just coronaing him up.
Yeah, she's like.
Oh, now that girl's eating the baby. Ah! Oh no!
You hate to see that.
This has gone downhill.
Ugh. All right.
Then you've got another officer holding onto his vest and twisting in the wind like a child on the playground. Just, okay.
What do I do? What do I do?
Honestly, by just looking at those three cops, these guys had a better chance on foot.
Yeah, yeah.
They were
both slender guys. These cops are all big fatties. They had a way better chance at getting away had they ditched the truck. And all these tow trucks.
But you don't know
now.
That.
Y'all are way late to the game,
but,
bro.
Yeah, you don't know that, though, AJ, because you don't know what you're up against when you're the skinnies who are probably on drugs.
But that's why you've got a spotter. That spotter, you have to be saying, hey, look back there. What kind of body type are you seeing? Is that a fat guy?
I really wanted him to go by my house just because I thought it would be cool. Oh, well. All right.
I love that the tow truck was pulling in as the accident happened. Just like, no, this one's mine, boys.
First one. Do you have to have the safe clear sticker for that? Just curious. Oh, man. All right. You know, when you're a police officer and you get a big victory like this.
You want to celebrate by firing up the grill, baby. Texas Star Grill Shop. Fall is here. It's time to get outside, make some great food on your grill. And you might have a raggedy old grill and say, man, it's not exciting for me to go out and fire it up. And, you know, the bottom's falling out of it. It's old and rusted. Well, get yourself something from Texas Star Grill Shop. And you might say, oh, I don't know what I need. They'll talk to you about it. I'm telling you, when I didn't know what kind of grill I wanted. I talked to them about what I like to do, and they pointed me in the right direction, honestly. And that's what they do. You tell them how often you cook, how much work you want to put into things. They're going to steer you in the right direction and find something for you. Pits and Spits, Traeger, Memphis, Napoleon, they've got it all. They've got great rubs. They've got spices. They've got tools. Whatever you need, they've got you covered. Check out some of those newer grills. They've got Kamado Joe as well. I didn't mention that. Fourth location and open in October, so stay tuned for that announcement. But right now, free delivery and assembly. You can get them at Houston, Katy, or Spring, and always online, TexasStarGrillShop.com. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law,
breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. ESPN 97.5.